podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. So happy you decided to join us. Before we jump in today, I'd like, first of all, if you're liking these podcasts, if you like this one or the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast or High School Hoops or the Funnel Down Defense Podcast, if you like any of those, go over and check them out. Leave a 5-star review. We love sending them out to the world. It's one of my passions in the world is kind of share this game. But before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. It's easy to set up. It's got great customer service, and they are always on the cutting edge of giving players and coaches what they need. And that's why I love them. They not only give stuff away, if you go over and look at Dr. Dish is always giving stuff away and sharing with the community. And that's why I want to share them with you. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $400 off. That's right, $400 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. 14-day free trial. No one else does that. No one else gets the cell phone number and the email for the runner. No one else is being run by a high school coach for a high school coach. This is what I do. This is what I do. I'm not running this other thing. I'm not a businessman. I'm a high school basketball coach trying to help you become a better basketball coach. And to be honest with you, I've done pretty well in my career, and I'd like to share that with other coaches. So go over and check it out. And let's head on.
Next thing is reading the defense, which cut to use, varying the cuts, creating confusion. So I'm going to tell you from someone that's run this offense and a variation of this offense for a relatively long time, is they all want to make the same cuts. They all want to make a curl cut. They all want to make a pop, whatever their cut is. They want to do it over and over and over again. I literally was pre-pandemic. I had 2 or 3 players out of my top 8. They would pass and cut to the basket every time. That's all they would do. They would never go set a screen. They would never slip. They would never. It was pass and cut. Well, shoot, I can defend that. This water bottle can defend that. I'm just being serious about it. So teaching them to vary cuts is important. We do some drills on calling things out, making them, just so they get the feel of it, because they're like any kid, they're going to do the easy way and they're going to do what feels comfortable to them. So going back to why this offense, it's simple. It gives you time to practice it. It gives you time to work on other things like these two things, the fundamentals and the reading the defense. Most offenses we're working about, you know, like the horn set, we're working on great. I think simple is better. Like defensively, we switch just about every screen because I want to make it simple. I don't want to have any questions about what we're doing. It's easier because it gives me time. It's chunks of 10 hours a week, 2 hours a day, or 12 hours a week, you know, 2 hours a day for 6 days a week is 12 hours. The less I can spend on those kind of things and the more time I can spend on other things is better. That's one of the reasons I think this offense rocks, actually. So 5-out alignments. We want to balance the floor. There's lots of different alignments. But what fits on the 3x5? The passer options, the cutter options, and the weak side options. That's it. Those are the only three. And they all fall into the three categories that we kind of want to talk about. I'm talking too much. But anyway. Once I get going on this and I get excited about it, I could talk probably for 6 hours. But anyway, so those are the, you know, going back to the rules, they all fit on the 3x5. There's passer, cutter, and weak side. Passer, cutter, weak side. Those are the three options. And then those are what we break down drill-wise. Those are what we break down transition-wise. Inside what I'm gonna share with you in a bit is I put one of our entire games in where you could see us run this. And how effective it is and how the passer moves. And anyway, and we ran a bunch of 4-out on this, 4-out, 1-in. I think it was Kuba's. Yeah. It was like, I had a 6'7" big guy. So we had to transition. We added that. So the transition in this offense works. And the reason why is going all the way back to this is it's wide. right? You want this space in here open as much as humanly possible. And this offense teaches them to stay wide. It teaches them that when we clear, we're up and wide, and that from, you know, top of the key to the top of the key is where the money is made, and you got to pass the ball up the court, and there's always people on the wing that will be there to be able to score. So that's what really makes it an effective offense, is the transition. It kind of feeds into the transition, because it doesn't matter if this is four up. These numbers are arbitrary, to be honest with you. I don't like a trailer down the middle. I don't like anything in the lane. I mean, it's dead man zone is that lane area until we get down here. Till we get to our part of the offense, this is dead area in here. We don't want it. We want it out and up. And if we get it, and you know, the math proves it, that if you can get that shot and it's open, you should take it. But that leads into crashing the offensive glass and all those kind of things. All right. So that's kind of just some of my closing thoughts. Spend time on what happens in a game. Goes back to my big four, right? Offense, defense, transition to offense, transition to defense. You should spend time on what happens. We as coaches make the mistake of spending too much time on just half court offense. And it's about 20 to 30% of the game. Just being real, when you look at the stats behind it, we probably spend 60% of our practice on it, which we shouldn't. Okay. I was guilty of that. I was definitely guilty of that early in my career, spending way too much time on that. Cause it's like, anyway, lots of reasons, but, this will open up. All right. Your opponents won't be able to scout you on this offense. You'll have to spend less time on the offensive end. You can work on, like, I have been guilty until my son came through, of not spending enough time on shooting, of not spending enough time on skill development. Okay. This is data driven. It works, and it works because it's simple and I can teach it faster and it can be effective. It works against a matchup zone. It works against a 2-3. There's some tweaks against a 1-3-1. There's some other things that, as far as, you know, we could talk about next week, but there's some things that you can tweak on it that work against zones. Become a shooting team, and that takes care of half the zone issues. But especially a matchup zone, this works great against a matchup zone. I like it because it's easy to teach. It's quick to teach. They can learn it because they can learn three things. You know, they can make a 10, 15 second TikTok. They can learn three things. And they know where they should be. They know they're either the passer, they know they're either the cutter, they know they're either the weak side, and there's always movement. And they like it because it works in transition. It allows them to get the ball up the court, and it allows them to score quickly. It's that simple. Okay. All right. So I'm going to do 5 minutes of just explaining what the rule of three offense course looks like. And then I'll take Q&A at the end. We can stay as long as you want for the Q&A. Cause I'm a night owl anyway. All right. So the rule of three, what does it work? So here I opened it up today. I already had four people buy it today. So the rule of three offense, it goes through the terminology, it goes through the teaching points, it goes through full court examples, it goes through drills. Mm-hmm. Me personally, when I'm implementing an offense, I want to know how to do it. Okay. I want to see it. I want to know how to do it. I want to know how to drill it. Okay. So I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you drills for practice. I'm going to give you PDF breakdowns. I'm going to give you video breakdowns of that. I'm going to give you a cheat sheet. I'm going to give you the 3x5 where you can print it off and give it to your kids. I even laminated mine. I don't know what I did with mine, but I even laminated them. And then I'm going to give you game clips, and I'm going to give you a full game of us just running the rule of three offense. Here's it. We win. So I did put a game that we won on, but I put a good game that you could see us running the rule of three offense. And you can, and then I have breakdowns from other games. You know, here's a good off ball one. Here's a good curl cut, whatever it is, whatever I'm specifically talking about, I can give you a clip of it. Here it is in the game, and here's what it should look like. Okay. So next week, for if you buy the course next week, I'm going to do a live Zoom, just like I did with the Funnel Down Defense. I'm going to do a live Zoom next week. You can ask, I'm going to get John Morgan, who's my assistant coach. He's my volunteer assistant. It's one of the ways I pay him is through this. I'm going to have him on there, and him and I will just go back and forth. And if you have questions, we'll just answer anything that you could possibly have. I think we were on for like almost 2 hours when we did the Funnel Down, answering questions. I watched this, I did this, blah, blah, blah. Okay. That's the first thing you're going to next. If you do it in this beta, second thing is I'll give you my email and John's email. You can message us. You can also message us inside of the course. Boom, boom, boom. Then once practice comes around, I have some practice clips from a couple years ago. But I wasn't real happy with them. So I'm going to give you some of those, clips, mid-November, December. Okay. I've got breakdowns and stuff of us doing it, but I want to give you some actual practice clips. Like I said, I've already got game clips in there for you. So how much? So just like I did with the Funnel Down Defense, I'm not asking 149. I'm not asking 129. I'm not asking 99. Today till Sunday, it's going to be $69. That's it. $69, ruleofthreeoffense.com. You get all that stuff. Again, I'm a basketball coach, not necessarily a salesman. But anyway, you're going to get all of that. You'll get the free Q&A next week. You'll get messaging with me. I still have people messaging me about Funnel Down all the time. Game film, all of those kind of things. I will give all of those to you, and you'll be able to have it. I keep adding to it. I still added the Funnel Down. I just added some stuff last week to the Funnel Down. Everything that I add, you'll get forever because you'll be in the course, whatever. As long as I keep adding stuff, you'll keep getting it forever. Oh, I like this. I just put up a couple things about kind of implementing the rule of three today. So I keep adding. When I find things that I think are going to be helpful, I'm just going to put it in there. I'm going to be honest, it's 69. It'll be 69 till Sunday, and then it will go up. And then it went up. It's Funnel Down's gone up twice. And then I think I'm at a good price right now or where I want to stay. All right. I'm going to stop my share. I'm going to go back to the Q&A, and I'm going to get my chat so I can see all of you. Hold on. I can't do it right now. And if anyone has any questions, why don't you throw them in the chat? Ooh, we got another Alabama and a couple more Missouris, North Carolina. I got a story. Australia. We love the. How did the offense work against pack line? Okay, it works really good against pack line. You got to work on the skip a little bit more, and. The slips aren't there as much to the basket, but the pops are. Now, if you're playing pack, if you can shoot threes, no pack's ever really going to bother you as long as you move the ball enough. But it works really well against – you got to tweak. Like, that's the thing I'm going to tell you is if – all right, there's an opponent we had in ours that was running a matchup, like a 3-2 matchup. So that week we worked on – pops a little bit more. We worked on kind of how we wanted to come off the screens and how the weak sides worked. I know you mentioned it, but I missed how well does it do. So again, it works well against zones. Again, I'm foreshadowing this. I've got a couple of zone offenses coming down that, again, I'm near the end of my career, so I don't want to, anyway, but we run this and a couple of my special zone offenses. It works as well as the Princeton or read and react or flex or anything like that. It's just more about those specific read. If you have two, 4x1, it definitely works really well with a 4x1 because it's a little bit of that dribble drive opposite low post. Let me ask about how well it works. Two posts. I tend to pop a post to the high so we can work on a high low. We didn't put anything, John and I didn't put anything in with that. We can talk about that next week, but we didn't put anything in with that. We tend to run it when we run a 3x2, We tend to run it more as a high low and then have the other three guys out. Cause then they got to decide, okay, we're going to take care of that high low. And then some of those reads, and then we get some, a little bit more of the back screen. Someone asked about three by two. Can you use these principles with the mover blocker? You absolutely can. I'm a Wisconsin guy. You can always move everything. Everything works with pack line and mover blocker. Do you have a rule for the post? Yeah. So I like, and again, John and I can jump on next week and talk about the post things, but I like that idea of rules. And then here's the issue is if you're running a 3x2 or a 4x1, you really have to talk about what your rule wants to be. I've run 3x2s where both of them could pop and then shoot the three, kind of like the Badgers do. I've also had Bam Warren, they couldn't step outside of 6 feet. So then I had to change the rule. So I gave them, you can always screen, ball screen. You can always do this. You set up specific rule, three specific rules for those posts. And that tends to work really well. Making sure I got all the questions. Anybody else? Again, the more I'm around this game, the more I'm convinced you just got to keep it simple. You really got to keep it simple. Anything too difficult just gets it's just too much. It's, be honest with you, it's way too much. And what I do is I laminate those 3x5s. And this is what you got to know and just learn this. And I'll do it before I even pick my team some years. Everyone that's even trying out, because I don't really care if anybody has the rules. I mean, go ahead. You got to defend it. We're gonna rep it and practice it more than you can defend it. All right. Anybody else with any questions? I will send. So it's 9:49, probably by 10:30. How long does it take? So I can implement this thing in a week, 7 days, 7 practice days. We tend to have 7 to 10. We'll be good at it in 2 to 3 weeks. I can get it in 7, and we're pretty effective, very effective, actually. That's one of the reasons I like it, because I can get it in, we can rep it, we can practice it, we can do some of our small-sided game stuff, and then we can move on. Because I personally, if you know anything about me, I want to run combination defenses. I want to run our funnel down. I want to run these things because I want to lurk you on the defensive end, because then I don't have to spend as much. But it's a fast implement. I'm gonna grab another water, and then I'm gonna go eat dinner, and then I'm gonna upload this, and I will probably send it out to you either tonight or early tomorrow morning so you can watch kind of what I talked about. I didn't, just because it's inside the course, I didn't share the drills. I didn't share the 3x5. All that stuff is inside the course, and it's yours forever. Any other questions? I should have been running this 15 years ago, and I got smart enough, I guess, to figure out what was working, what wasn't working. But it's a very much of a simplified read and react. It's not the read and react, because read and react has different levels and different. This is easier for the kid. The read and react is like I said, Rick is a genius, and what he does is but my guys can't remember all those layers. I mean, they're just my guys. They just can't. So that's why we took what we liked about that. We're gonna add a little bit of dribble for our guys this year out of this, I think it works really well. Will this offense help balance out any? Yes, it definitely helps balance out. It distributes too, and that's where the specials, the quick hitters, whatever you call them. Like, man, don't get me wrong. It's 4 minutes left, and we got to get a high low, and we got to get my big man the ball, and we got to get my 3-point shooter. Yes, we all got. I mean, there's 80 billion plays on Fast Draw. If you need a play at the end, that's not. I need them to be able to do other things, because, again, I'll give you a little stats for the people that are still around. Transition points, half court offense averages about 0.8, 0.83, something like that, points per possession. If you're at point, if you're at 1 point per possession, you win most games, right? So you need to make, you need to make that half court as effective as you can and as easy as you can, because you need to really work on the defense to offense transition, because you can get that up to 1.1, 1.2. And then if you make your half court when you got to grind effective and you can work on some of the other things, that's where it's a handful of wins, I think. I'm not convinced. Yeah, I push it all. I push it down as much as I can. Middle school, yes. I could call it the rule of two sometimes for the middle schoolers. Like, I'll simplify, just do this and this. Like, elementary, it's like pass and cut. And then we add something after that. So it's layered all the way through. Again, depends on the specific group and how much you can get through. So someone asks how much you do this. Yeah, I mean, you're basically teaching them to play, and then it's allowing you to do small sided. It's allowing you to read some of the things, teach them how to screen, teach them how to do the other things. Yeah, but I think that's a great thing that it's like, you know, how does it simplify? Yes. I mean, I've watched better basketball read and react. I've watched the dribble drive, all that. I've watched Rick's stuff so many times, and it's like, oh my God, I get to layer four. And then it's like, holy crud, we got to get those down. And we only have 2 hours, and I don't have them all year round and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's the effective thing with that. All right. Anything else in the chatterati over there on the side? I will answer. Like I said, I will send this off to you. It'll probably be tomorrow morning. I'm going to just be honest. How many actions does it typically take for you to get a good shot? So in transition, it's pretty fast. In non-transition, it's a couple ball reversals, and usually we can get an attack and get it to the rim. Again, it depends on how far. That's why we'll have situational stuff, 12 seconds. We're going to run this play. We know we can do it in eight. So we'll have some of those things that I think make it more effective. These are all really good questions. So again, I hope some of you will go over and check out Rule of Three Offense, maybe get it, and then come and spend the, I don't know what day we're going to do it next week, Tuesday or Wednesday with John and I, and we're just going to deep dive into it. And I'm going to try to hook up my whiteboard in my office, and then we can do that and we can chat. All right. If there are any other questions, I'm going to go get a late dinner. I'm going to wave goodbye to everybody, and we'll talk soon. Bye, everybody.
Sports Social Podcast Network.